You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Still scrolling through TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, and trying to catch up on whatever is flowing through your Twitter feed? Are you feeling stuck in all these platforms and seeking for some way out? Chances are, you are not alone. We are prone to look at our phones and scroll through these apps when bored and stressed. However, social media is proven to cause more anxiety and increase negative outlooks on ourselves. Many studies have proven that social media has a major impact on young teenage girls and their mental health. The media feeds us false information constantly about body image and heightened sense of perfection. This takes a huge toll on mental health and pitches into low self-esteem. You are good enough. Don't let anyone online let you perceive yourself any other way, because chances are they're stuck in the same rut as you. So how do you avoid these feelings? Well, it can be simple as deleting social media. I promise you're not missing out. Focus on conversations with friends that feel the same way. Having heartfelt conversations about these topics will benefit your community. Replace your time scrolling with a hobby. We're all unique, we all have flaws, no one lives a perfect life, so why should we pretend that we are? This message comes to you from your mental health loving DJs at 90.1 WRUV.
You're listening to WRUV FM Burlington. I'm DJ Flock and this is my show Interlude. Today I'm going to start off with some new music from our new music library, and then we're going to have a special guest today. Alright, our first song is going to be Dr. Benway by Brunch, Fairy Lady by Panda Bear, Heavy by Florence Road, I Used To by C Dubs, and then we'll have Colorado by Eliza Azarian.
We'll be right back. see how the story goes. It doesn't work for me anymore. I know by now that it's alright. I know by now that I'll be fine. I see how the story goes. It doesn't work for me anymore. I know by now that it's alright. I know by now that I'll be fine. I've seen how this story goes. It doesn't work for me.
Was Colorado by Eliza Azrian. Before that, you heard I Used To by C-Dubs, and then it was Heavy by Florence Road, Fairy Lady by Panda Bear, and we started off with Dr. Benway by Brunch. And now it's time to get into our special guest for today. Today we have my friend Mia joining me.
Hi.
So Mia, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, tell us where you're from, your major, and your favorite song, album, or artist right now.
Okay, I'm Mia, and I'm from Groton, Vermont. I'm a nursing major, and my favorite artist is obviously going to be Taylor Swift, because I just love her so much.
How long has she been your favorite artist for?
Forever.
Forever, yeah?
Forever.
And you and I went to the same tour.
You said it was the 1989 tour.
Yeah, that was my first concert. Was that your first concert?
No, it wasn't.
Wait, who opened for yours? Do you remember?
Wait, maybe. Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes opened for mine, too. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So funny.
Yeah, I remember that concert really, really vividly because she had, like, the light-up wristbands. That was my mom's favorite part. She loved that.
I love when artists do that.
We had never seen that before. Like, that was... I feel like at the time it was kind of revolutionary.
Yeah, and she does it at all of her concerts now.
Yeah, and a bunch of people do it now, but I feel like I can't really say this, but I feel like she was one of the first people to start doing it, right?
She's such a trendsetter.
She is. Okay, so what's your favorite song or, like, song performance by Taylor Swift?
There's so many, but my favorite is probably when she performed Tolerate It on the Eras Tour before she added the Tortured Poets Department, because then she got rid of Tolerate It.
Oh, she got rid of it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was really sad.
Was this, like, halfway through the tour she just decided to switch things up?
Yeah, when she released her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, she added it to her set list, so she had to get rid of it.
Were people happy about that, or were they like, damn, I kind of like the old ones better?
I think it was a mix. I think people had mixed reviews about it.
Because I feel like I would want her to play the older song. I mean, I don't know her like that, but I would prefer older songs compared to new songs that I don't know yet.
I don't know. She was just doing whatever she wanted.
I mean, fair. She's been doing it for like 5 years. Yeah. So. She was on the tour for such a long time. That was a ridiculous amount of time that she was.
But I loved it. And yeah. I miss it.
You miss that era that you weren't a part of.
In my mind, I went to the Eras Tour.
Yeah. I watched parts of the movie or, like, videotaped performance. Did you watch that?
Yes. I was watching TikTok live streams of people at the Eras Tour.
Really?
Yes.
Can they do that?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It was really big.
It wouldn't get, like, shut down or anything?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Did they have good seats or were they, like, terrible?
Some of them had really good seats.
And they were just videotaping the whole thing?
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
No, they were making money.
I guess. But, like, I would want to be there enjoying it and not just focusing on how good the video quality looks.
I mean, they didn't really focus good on the video quality.
Okay. I wonder if they had, like, a stick holding it up or if they're just holding it with the
tripod just, like, way in the air.
Okay. Any other artists that you're a really big fan of right now that you've been listening to nonstop?
Yes, I'm a really big fan of A Boogie with a Hoodie.
That's so crazy because guess what? They just announced yesterday that Boogie with a Hoodie is performing here for Springfest.
Oh my god, I had no idea.
I really didn't have any idea. I thought it was going to be... I was convinced that it was going to be Young Gravy because he's performing like 2-3 days beforehand at Higher Ground. So I was like, oh my god, it's literally... I know who it is. I was so convinced.
You were,
like,
convinced.
I was like, I'm really in the know. I was really wrong.
That's okay.
But I figured, like, they have connections with him, so he would just come back. Yeah. It's 420. Like, he would want to be here. But yeah. I guess not.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going. You should definitely go,
I mean,
too.
I'm going to go if you're going and, like, other people, our friends are going to go. But I just have to get... I have to listen to his music, I guess.
Yeah, you definitely should. It's amazing.
What's your favorite song by him?
I feel like probably my favorite song is Look Back at It.
Is that the one with...
No.
Oh, okay.
He has another song, Swervin', with 6ix9ine.
That's the one that I know, I think.
And that one's also
pretty
good.
What was the one
that
we just played? Was that...
That was Look Back at
It. Okay. Because I recognize that one. I feel like a lot of his songs I'll recognize and be like, oh, I didn't even know that was him.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like Caitlin likes Boogie with a Hoodie.
She probably does.
She should come up here.
Caitlin should come up here. If you're listening, Caitlin, please come up. I miss you.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to introduce our next four songs for us?
Yes. So next, we're going to have Dogs Bite by Soap the Band.
Local band, by the way.
Yes,
they just performed at Higher Ground.
So exciting.
Good for them.
Then we're going to have Waiting on You by Omar Apollo, followed by Wood Green Street by Hayden Everett, and Dumb Feeling by Mel Simmons.
All right, let's get into it.
The plane is grounded in the city at 8 p.m. I wipe the sleep from my eyes, shake the dream on. Tangled in, it's too late. You call the car and wait for it to take me home. These sheets smell like sweat in drugstore cologne. Now there's greed in your veins and lead in your bones. You take, then you take. Then you leave me alone.
answering to all my babies. They think he gets all the ladies. If you were there, then you would know. Don't even care that nobody invites him to all the parties. If he cared, then he would go. This while sitting down, wishing for a sign that don't come, I'll stick here as long as I'm
alive. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you.
Buffing his skin looks gorgeous. How could someone down a new road. After his pupils widened, it got him realizing that he wouldn't dream to be alone.
This while sitting down, wishing for a sign.
When the train comes to Boston,
Just heard Dumb Feeling by Mae Simones, and then before that was Wood Green Street by Hayden Everett, then Waiting on You by Omar Apollo, and Dog's Bite by Soap the Band.
I loved all those songs, so Mia and I made this playlist together, so some of them are her songs, some are my songs.
Yes.
And I figured we should just talk about the theme that we were kind of going for. We just wanted it to, well, Mia and I are living together next year.
Yes, we are. I'm so excited.
So we wanted this playlist to be like, I don't know, the vibes of our apartment, just like
a Sunday morning.
Yeah, Sunday morning coffee, a little bit of jazz in the background.
Just like, lounging.
Yeah, so that's what we were going for with this playlist. I hope you all get that too.
Yeah, that's the vibes we're putting out.
Yeah, so for today's show, I put out a question on my story, and I was like, hey guys, give us some pop culture moments to talk about, or like your favorite pop culture moments in music. Mm-hmm. And basically nobody responded to that.
So
we're just going to sort of go our own way, I guess.
Yes.
And we wanted to talk about basically pop and pop princesses right now, because we were both just saying that we feel like pop is really having a moment. And
yes.
Especially with women in
yes.
pop. And the first person that came to mind was Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes, I have been, ever since the Eras Tour ended, I have been keeping up with Sabrina Carpenter's tour.
You know what? That's a really good point, because I feel like I used to get a lot of videos of Taylor Swift. I don't even like Taylor Swift that much, but I would get all of these videos of mm-hmm. her performances and her concerts, and now I get all of the ones from Sabrina Carpenter's concerts, and I don't get anybody else's concerts like that.
Yeah, so just like the Eras, well, not just like the Eras Tour, but Sabrina Carpenter has things every show that she'll change. So,
oh, like her outfit.
Yeah, her outfit
all the time.
She has a different like Juno position.
Yeah.
It's mostly just her outfits, and
people are obsessed with her outfit. Like, it's literally the exact same outfit, right? But just
no, yeah,
color.
But I'm obsessed with them. So.
Yeah, I mean, how has she not run out of colors by now?
I don't know, because she can do whatever she wants.
She can
let
yeah.
her live.
Yeah, I mean, it does look like a good show.
It
seems like a
so
lot
fun.
Goes into the production.
It's yeah.
Like her set is crazy too.
It
right?
looks like a really good show.
Yeah. Okay. Other pop princesses, I would say Chapel Roan.
Chapel Roan.
She blew
for
up
sure.
this past summer.
Yeah.
I didn't know who she was before that, but she actually performed at Higher Ground last year, right before, literally months before she blew up.
I know.
I couldn't believe it. Once you told me that, actually, I think.
Yeah.
I was shocked that she even came here.
One of my nursing friends' roommates, I think they went to Chapel Row at Higher Ground before she blew up.
I bet that was
could be wrong.
Like, I bet it was a really good performance, and then now she's just on a whole nother level.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, I saw her at Lollapalooza this summer, and it was just insane. Like, the grasp that she has over crowds is crazy.
Is that when she screamed at the VIP people?
No.
Oh, okay.
That would be really funny if that was my show. But it wasn't. I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
But, see, that's why she's, like, really popping off as a, like, pop princess. Because she does all of these things that make her go viral. And, like, I don't know. Maybe it's... I feel like it's because she doesn't want the rules of, like, I don't know, what celebrities are supposed to do to apply to her.
Yeah.
So she just, like, keeps on saying these things that are really catching people's attention. And that's part of the reason that she's blowing up the way she is. I mean, obviously, her music's amazing.
Amazing.
But people just like her character as well. No, me too. It's probably coming out soon because she just put out a single.
She released a single.
The Giver. Which has been playing all over the radio, by the way. I didn't even know that.
I don't really like it, controversially.
It's fine. Like, I like her other music better. It's not bad. It's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm excited because I feel like that means that there's going to be a new album coming out. Oh, can we talk about how everyone was like, nobody's making any comments about Chapel Roan making a country song.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But, like, that's because the people that listen to Chapel Roan would not, are not the people that are criticizing Beyonce or whatever for making a country album.
And I watched an interview with Chapel Roan, and she was like, I'm not making country music for country music.
People. Yeah, it's like,
I just think it was a lesbian country song is funny.
Yeah, which it is. It's that's funny. That's the vibe that I originally got from it. And then everyone was, like, taking it so seriously as a country song, which I didn't think it was supposed to be.
It definitely wasn't.
Yeah. Other pop princesses, Olivia Rodrigo.
Olivia Rodrigo. Love her.
Who else? Oh, kind of Charli XCX. That's not so much pop, but she is one of the biggest, like,
I think
girls
I would
right
put
now.
Her in that category right
yeah.
now.
What is... She's not pop. What would she be? Just...
I don't know.
I don't know. She has some pop songs, like, I Like It, or what is it?
I Love It.
Where it's like, I Love It. Yeah, yes, that's a pop song,
that
I would say.
That is a pop song.
But I guess Brat isn't so much pop.
No.
But she's just, like, one of the it girls.
She is one of the it girls.
Yeah.
Girls are really having a moment.
They are.
Music right now.
I saw a TikTok the other day where it was like, men just aren't in the pop scene right now, which is really true.
I'm fine with that.
Like, I can't think of any male artists that come to mind when it's like, well, I mean, kind of Troye Sivan. I was like, it girls that are men, but kind of Troye Sivan.
Yeah.
I feel like he just needs to get a little bit more up there in terms of popularity.
Yeah, I do have to say, I just got a text from our friend Alexa, who mentioned that Chapel Roan and, I'm pretty
Olivia
sure...
Olivia Rodrigo
opened for Gracie Abrams or...
No, I think Gracie Abrams and...
I
don't know.
I know that they're friends,
and Chapel Roan is like has done music with Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, and Chapel Roan did open for Olivia Rodrigo, and now she's blowing up, and that's amazing.
Yeah. Would you say Billie Eilish is still in that group of pop princesses? Because I feel like she just doesn't put out music enough for her to be there right now.
I don't think I would consider her a pop princess.
Yeah, because I guess she's
her own thing, and
she is her own thing.
I love her too.
I love her too. And she has some really good openers for her tour right now. I think she's on tour right now. Ash Nico is opening for her. And I think that's been going over really well. I don't remember who else.
I don't know.
Any other people you want to group into this category?
Not really a pop princess, but Alexa also said Ash. That's one of her favorite artists.
Mm-hmm.
She is amazing. And Role Model. Role Model.
I don't know Role Model like that.
I don't really listen to his music.
I know that one song. Is it Lucy or Sally?
Sally.
I was close.
He is just really funny, and
I saw a video of Martin and Hamza from, like, you know, Slush Moves. They went on stage with him, and they were his Sally.
Yes.
Does he bring up a Sally every show?
He brings a new person up on
song. Obsessed with this, like, trend of you have a certain song where you do something special for
yes.
it. Like, when I was at Lollapalooza, Pierce the Veil has this one song I think it's called Hold On Till May, where they always bring a girl up and they like sing the song to her and then they give her a guitar at the end.
Oh.
And I thought that was the sweetest thing ever.
Yeah.
And I love the songs, like when artists have songs like that where they always do something special at concerts for this song.
Yes. I really like that.
I think that's really cool. And I want to listen to more of Role Model because I know Alexa's been talking about him. Someone else has been talking about him a lot lately.
I know Ruby really likes Ruby. Role Model.
Okay. Did he put out a new album recently? Is that why?
I think he put out a few new songs.
Okay.
I'm not really sure.
And he's on tour right now.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he is.
All right. Anyone else we want to group into this or should we move on to the next couple songs?
I can't think of anyone off of the top of my head.
Yeah. I feel like we went over the big ones.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's hear our next songs, Mia.
Okay, so next we're going to play Love Songs by Margot Guerrion, Till the Flame Turns Blue by The Paper Kites, Triangular Girl by Pearl and the Oysters, and War by Fouché.
All right.
Dress and your makeup, we'll go out tonight. 'Cause time and think it's been a while. We should just go out and ooh. We can burn until the flame turns blue. I wanna make you feel it one more time. We can burn until the flame turns blue. Go ahead. So maybe we could just, ooh, we can burn until the flame turns blue. And I wanna take you down that old street now. And I wanna make you dance the same.
All right, you just heard War by Fouché, Triangular Girl by Pearl and the Oysters, Till the Flame Turns Blue by the Paper Kites, and Love Songs by Margot Guerrion. And Claro recently put out a cover, not recently, but about like a month-ish, month or two ago, where she covered Love Songs, and her version was really cute, and I really liked that. Do you listen to Claro?
No, I don't. I really should. I there are so many artists that are out right now that are like really popular and people love them, mm-hmm. that I just have never even took the time to like sit down and listen to their albums, which I feel really bad about. Like, I do want to know what Claro's about. And I don't know, I kind of group Boy Genius into the same category as Claro. They don't have mixing members, right? Like, Phoebe Bridgers isn't.
Okay.
I don't know. They're like the same in my head, to be honest.
That's okay.
But like Caitlin and our friend Noah really like Boy Genius, and that's how I know them.
Yeah,
but I don't really listen to their songs.
I don't really listen to Boy Genius either.
I think I know maybe two songs, but I saw recently that two of their members are dating, and that was like crazy to me.
Yeah,
Lucy Dacus
and Julian Baker.
Yeah, and Lucy Dacus she's putting out a new album soon because it was on our new music library. Yeah, so I was playing some of her music. It was really good.
Oh.
But I didn't even know that the band wasn't even, like, together anymore.
Yeah, I don't really...
Or they just had one album? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I don't really know what the Boy Genius lore is.
I don't either. I need to, like, look these things up and just take the time to know what's going on. Like, sometimes... I don't know. Sometimes I have bands where I'll, like, watch a YouTube video on their whole origin. But they're all, like, they're not relevant. You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe we can do that.
Yeah,
watch a bunch of YouTube videos after this.
I would, though.
Yeah, well, it's good to know.
Yeah.
Good to be in the know.
Also, we recently were saying that we're both big music video fans, and some people don't like watching music videos, which I think is crazy. I will sit down for hours and just go through one artist's like entire music videos.
Yeah, we were watching
Tate McRae.
She is a pop princess right now.
Forget about
her. That's okay.
She's so cool.
She is such a good dancer. Her music is like super pop, and like you have to be in the right mindset for it. But
it's good though. It's like I was surprised because Mia really put me onto Tate McRae. I knew maybe one of her songs from before, but her new album is awesome.
I'm obsessed with her new album.
Oh. And we sat down for like an hour and watched all of her music videos.
Yeah.
But that's my favorite thing to do. Like,
I'll
go through Bad Bunny's music videos.
I don't know if I've ever seen his music
videos. They're so good. He has one with Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg's like not in the song. He just shows up in a music video.
Snoop Dogg does just show up sometimes.
Alexa showed me the other day that he was in Law and Order.
Oh.
And he played, I think he was the killer.
Oh, uh-oh.
Yeah. But he did a good job. He was like acting pretty well.
Good for him.
Yeah.
And like him and Martha Stewart.
I love them together. I love them.
Which I think is really funny.
Yeah. What did they do? Were they doing like Puppy Bowl announcing?
I don't really know.
Like it was something.
I don't
like
know.
Like that. They were announcing for something, and they were really funny together.
Aww.
And I think they do, like, cooking shows sometimes.
I think they do cooking shows.
I love Snoop Dogg. And the Olympics, when he... Did you watch the closing ceremonies for the Olympics?
No. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. It was so good. They had all L.A. artists. So it was the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Snoop Dogg, and I think Billie Eilish. I think it was just those three. But those... I feel bad if I'm forgetting someone, but
it's okay.
It was those three artists, and they all did so good, and they were, like, on the beach, and wait, how did you not watch this?
I don't know.
It started off with Tom Cruise, like, stealing, like, he was in, I don't know, it was so weird. It was so weird. He was in France, and he, like, stole something, and there was this whole, who does he play?
Maverick, like, Top Gun?
Yes, yeah. So he was, like... in character, like, riding motorcycles, jumping in a jet with, like, the Olympic rings or something. I don't know what he stole. And then he was, like, bringing them back to... It was this whole movie scene, and they were trying to make it, like, really Hollywood.
Wow.
How did you not see this?
I don't know.
It was so good.
I feel like I saw some of, like, the opening ceremony.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. I didn't watch the opening ceremony,
really,
but I saw parts of it. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think that was kind of a pop culture moment, honestly.
Where's the next Olympics?
L.A.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's why they had this whole transition of, like, Paris to L.A.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I assume it's still going to be there. even with like the wildfires and stuff.
They
still have 3 years to prepare.
Let's plant some trees, guys.
Okay. What were we going to talk about? Oh, I was going to read the submissions that we got for
my question. Silly ones.
My favorite one is Caitlin's. Hold on. I'm pulling them up. Okay, so Ruby said Wendy Williams, Dua Peep, which I think was a really good suggestion.
Really
because
good.
I think that everything Wendy Williams does is iconic.
So iconic. She's
so
funny.
I love The Killer. And
I don't know.
Because I'm always thinking about The Killer. Have you not seen, like, the compilation videos of her where she's like, well, you can't, like, leave the bathroom door unlocked because the killer's gonna get you.
No, I have not seen that.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. And she has always mentioned The Killer, and I think that's so real. Okay, Mia responded. Mia said Queen AIDS performance, which Max, like, told us about earlier. Max had some really good suggestions
earlier.
He did. What did he say? I already forgot all of them.
Me too. Sorry, Max.
Sorry.
But the Queen performance, that, oh my God. Have you seen Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie?
Yes. Oh, I love the movie.
Yeah, I think, oh.
I
wish I was alive in that time.
Yeah.
Because that was just
That would have been a crazy performance.
Yeah.
No, that movie is really great.
It's really good.
We should rewatch that. And then we had Caitlin who said, sorry, this is like, her message got cut off, so I think it's like kind of put together weird, but it says, me hearing Teach Me How to Dougie for that one time Teach Me How to Dougie played, and I dougied so hard.
So, Caitlin, I'm really glad.
Thank you for sharing this with us, Caitlin. It wasn't so much a pop culture moment for us, but I'm glad it was one for